It's a Sunday morning here on Robin Hood Radio, and it's a Sunday morning where, once again, we get to talk with Willie Hallahan, Sporting Across, sportingacross.com. On the web is where you'll find all the information about upcoming fundraising events that are all sports-related. But with the snow falling and with the swaths of people going and competing and pushing the hill, and something that I didn't realize, the cross-country trails are getting ready. Willie, we got a lot to go over this morning.
We do, Marshall. First of all, we have a more winter-like setting than we did a couple of days ago, so that's great. It all adds to the mix, the excitement of Jump Fest. People look out the windows, they see a nice snowfall. They realize it's winter, they realize they're ski jumping, they realize that the Olympics are coming up, and we got new things going on. So there is a lot to talk about. Before I start with the ski jumping, there's one event that I should mention. Next Sunday, the 6th, the 12th annual Bill Solon Memorial Ice Fishing Derby is going to be held over at East Twin Lakes. They gather over at O'Hara's Landing. And this is a big deal. They can get up to 150 fishermen at this event. I mean, it's bigger than many of the running races we have around here. And the prize money is astonishing. The prize for the biggest fish can earn somebody over $900. So it's a big deal. They couldn't have it last year for COVID reasons. They couldn't have it a couple of years because of the temperatures were too warm and the ice was unsafe, or maybe no ice at all. But anyway, since this is the first time they're holding it since 2019, so that's a big, big deal. And that's sponsored by the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. Half of the money that they take in entry fees goes to prizes. The other half they use to fund their projects and pay their expenses. They are a nonprofit. And then a couple of days before that, on the 4th, the Winter Olympics start. And that's important to us because whenever there is a Winter Olympics, we have increased interest in Jump Fest. We've already seen it. People were more interested in things to do than usual because of the COVID lockdown. So weeks before Jump Fest, we started getting questions about tickets. How do you get them and that sort of thing? And we use that as a gauge for how much interest we're going to have actually for Jump Fest. We're seeing the same thing this year. So we're expecting good crowds. Just because people have gotten used to Jump Fest and want to come, they've experienced it before, whatever. But in an Olympic year, there's always a bump in attendance because there's so much buzz going on about winter sports events, you know, downhill skiing, some of those aerial acrobatic skiing events, and certainly ski jumping. And Jump Fest on an Olympic year always comes right in the middle of that 2-week span of the Winter Olympics. So weather being cooperative, we expect great crowds coming this year for that. Curling also gets an enhanced interest, by the way, because of the Olympics. The Olympics run the 4th through the 20th of February. Jump Fest will be 2 weeks from now. The February 11th through the 13th, that's a Friday night through and Saturday and Sunday. And we're pretty much back to normal with our events. We had to eliminate the human dog sled race last year because of COVID. We have that back. And by the way, we're still looking for teams. This is a very cool, it's one of the coolest events of the weekend, a lot of people would say. It's fun to watch. It's fun for the participants. But we're looking for more teams. The more teams, the better. I'd love to see a dozen teams out there competing, both in there's men's, women's, and mixed teams. And the format is a team is six people, five people pulling a six person on a sled that the team designs. It can be as simple as a child's plastic sled or an inner tube with a rope around it that everybody holds on to and pulls. It can get as elaborate as, I know last year, a couple of years ago, the Falls Village Ambulance crew built a sled that looked like a miniature ambulance, and the firemen had a little fire truck. So they can get very elaborate, or they can be very simple. But anyway, they become part of the entertainment. The Friday night crowd, I would say half of them come just to see the human dog sled race. So if you are interested, and you know, it's not without some risk. I mean, it's an athletic endeavor. You're running in the snow, you can fall down, things like that can happen. We advise a certain level of fitness, because it's because you're running in the snow, you're running about a couple tenths of a mile, I think, probably. It's we use the outrun of the jumps as the course. And if you have an interest in it, let us know. You can email info@jumpfest.org, and your request will get routed to the right person, and you can register, you can get more information. And anyway, we'd love to have you. It's a gas, and it's Friday night is kind of the rock and roll night of the weekend, and there's a lot of interest in it. Also, we have a food truck that we have this year that will supplement the Cook Shack. We'll always have the Cook Shack, but Low and Slow out of Torrington will be there. It's a very popular food truck, we've found. They have kind of a barbecue-like cuisine menu. They'll be there, and of course the Cook Shack will be there, and the Lakeville Hose Ladies Auxiliary will run that and glean the benefits from that. Another thing that we started last year because of the pandemic and we're going to continue is live streaming, because we had to restrict attendance so much last year. Thanks to Ian Johnson and Salisbury Boys School, we had live streaming, and it was hugely successful. I think we had like 800 people per day were watching it from wherever they lived and could follow the action without being there. So we're going to continue that. Unfortunately, the Snowball, which would be Saturday night of Jump Fest, is not going to be held this year. We typically have that at the White Hart, and for ongoing COVID reasons, they've decided not to do that. And it's too bad, but totally understandable for sure. Saturday of Jump Fest, Saturday and Sunday are both serious ski jumping days. The Friday night, I failed to mention, along with before the human dog sled race, is the target jumping under the lights. These jumpers who it's the same jumpers who come all 3 days, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. It's the same kids. They're among the best in the East, very high quality jumping going on. But Friday night is just a fun night for them. They target jump under the lights, or they're looking to land in the middle of a target that's been painted onto the landing hill, and there are prizes for them. No judging or anything for that. But Sunday and Saturday, that changes. So the Saturday is a Salisbury Invitational Tournament with trophies and so forth. Sunday is the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championship. And that's the most serious jumping of the 3 days. And there's a lot at stake for those kids, because the winners of the Sunday event will be named to the Eastern Junior National Team. And then 9 days after that, an event that we get every 5 years, and it's coming this year, is the Junior Nationals. And that will be the best jumpers from around the country coming to Salisbury. The Eastern jumping team will join the teams from four other divisions. And so we'll be getting the best jumpers and Nordic skiers in the country here in Salisbury, starting the 22nd of February and running through the 26th. So this is a lot of information for people to take in, I understand, but always Jump Fest is always the same. It'll be the 11th through the 13th. 9 days later, there'll be the Junior Nationals, and the format for that will be on the Thursday and Saturday of that week. There'll be competitions both at Satre Hill at the ski jumps and over at Mohawk Ski Area. What a lot of people around here aren't used to seeing very much is the Nordic combined part of ski jumping. And that's where jumpers, athletes jump but they also compete in cross-country races, and they combine their scores from both to determine the winners. And that's a big part of the Junior Nationals. So the mornings of both Thursday and Saturday will be ski jumping in Salisbury, and the afternoons will be cross country racing over at Mohawk Ski Area. Their Mohawk is a partner of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association in this endeavor. And not incidentally, this year, we always try to make an improvement every year over at the ski jumps. And this year we've created a small cross country ski course. It's a loop. It's a small loop, but it's designed so that we can make snow for it. That's always been a big problem for us in the past. We haven't run the Nordic combined part, the cross-country skiing part of Jump Fest very much, because we've always relied on natural snow. And that is always, you know, that's always uncertain. But this year we created a small loop, and we're able to make snow for it and cover it with man-made snow so that it's guaranteed. And this year, for the first time in a number of years, Jump Fest will have a cross-country racing element. So that'll be fun. I know I'm jumping back and forth between the two events, and I'm probably adding to the confusion more than solving it. But anyway, it's a very exciting year this year, because in addition to our Jump Fest, we have this added event. We're going to be seeing the best, between the two events, we're going to be seeing the best jumpers the country has. And you will be seeing future Olympians. I know I say it every year, but they'll definitely be here. And I'll talk more about the Junior Nationals as, you know, we have Jump Fest coming up, and I want to focus on that, but I just want people aware that we have a second event coming, and I'll talk more about that after Jump Fest is over. But anyway, we've got a lot going on, Marshall. And I guess to wrap up this talk about ski jumping, I want to do a quick book review, if you will. Ariel Picton Kobayashi is one of our directors. At SWASA. She was a junior coach for us. She coached our kids for several years until recently. She backed away to start a family. She has a little son now. But she started off jumping for SWASA as a nine-year-old. And she jumped for a few years, and then she went on, did other things. She came back to coach for us for a number of years. Now she's a director and still a director and a vital part of our organization. But just this past October, she published a book called Ski Jumping in the Northeast. And the subhead is Small Towns and Big Dreams. And it's a great book. It covers basically the history of ski jumping, somewhat in the United States, how it came to this country, mostly from Norway, how it developed in the Northeast, including our area. It talks about jumps, of course, Salisbury. Their names that we know, like the Satries, the Sherwoods, the Stones. So people you don't even have to be a ski jumping fan. It's just interesting I was interested to see that the ski jump in Norfolk was so popular for a short time. There were, you know, people who come up by the thousands on the train to watch meets in Norfolk. I knew there was a jump there. I just didn't realize how vital it was to the ski jumping world at that time. So even those of us who have been in the ski jumping world for a number of years, there are surprises in the book. It's a fun read. It's 170 pages. It's available on Amazon. The book is Ski Jumping in the Northeast. And Ariel will be here during Jump Fest. She'll be signing copies of her book during Jump Fest. So a little plug for her. It's a great book, and we're proud of her for everything she's done for us. But in addition, this book. So anyway, Marshall, we've got a lot going on. I'll be talking about it pretty much ad nauseum for the next few weeks. But it's an exciting time, as always in February, but especially so because of this added event.
And especially because it looks like, even though we might get a little warm up in the middle of next week, we're going to have enough snow. So there's going to be snow all around, and the whole area really gets even perked up even more with all the snow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It helps big time to have snow out in the world. I mean, if we've had brown winters before where we just never had any snow at all, and we've always been okay because we can make our own snow, but the world at large doesn't know that. And people are motivated when they look out their windows and see snow to do either participate in the winter sports or go watch them. And so we've got, as long as our weather is fine for that weekend, we've got all the planets are aligned in our favor. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
And if people want to once again get back to the human dog sled race, once again, how do they register?
Go to just email us at info@jumpfest.org and one of us will get back to you.
Okay. Willie, always great to speak to you. We'll check with you next week.
Okay, Marshall. Thanks so much. You take care.